This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, or I'm back. I don't know about you, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm getting to my wit's end with some of these people. They go crazy over the term, you know, Blue Lives Matter or you know, the thin blue line. And, you know, you got to sit here and say to yourself, I wonder if that cop was a black cop, how would you feel? Do you have the same mindset? Or is that cop a racist? Remember, we saw all that stuff when this all was going down, when all the violence was going down, not that it's really stopped. When all this violence was going down, we saw these little white Karens yelling at black cops, telling them they were part of the problem because they were contributing to the racism and systemic racism in police departments. Are they that dumb? No, really, are they, excuse me, I know people don't like those kind of words. Are they that ignorant? How's that? Is that better? I gotta ask. Because I look at this, what about, how do you figure a black cop is part of the racism problem? You know, I mean, do they realize how far we've come as a country? They keep talking about systemic racism, how bad it still is. You know what? Albeda King, I gotta have bring her back or somebody like her back, who really was involved, right, in the whole movement, okay? And when she came out, and there was a young black lady that was complaining about racism. And it wasn't even racism. It was how she felt when people said certain things. And I loved Albeda King's answer. She goes, oh, honey, you don't know what racism is. You're upset because of the way something was worded. The words we had to deal with was coloreds only. Right? We had to deal with a line down the middle of a dance floor that we couldn't cross over. We'd get thrown out of a dance. We had to use broken and dirty water coolers because we were perceived as animals. We're not as good as white folk. If you went in, like Rosa Parks, you were on a bus, and you were a black person, and a white person got in there, you had to get up and give your seat to the person, to the white person. That's racism. And now because they lost, before Obama got in office, they lost that narrative of the, you know, everything is so bad, so racist, so this, so that. They had to create microaggressions. Right? Oh, I got the videos. I got the videos of many of these people that, you know, on the left that have opened their mouth to talk about microaggressions against blacks, these racist terms. You know, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, really? Seriously. That's racist? Or what if they don't have bootstraps? Okay. Sneaker laces. You don't have sneaker laces? I don't know. Anything. Pulling yourself up off the ground. How's that? It gets ridiculous after a while. And the problem is that as you demean it, as you make it less and less effective, less and less real, actually, what happens? People stop paying attention. You don't count anymore. Because the word doesn't... Look, I said this early on. I said that the left was going to make the word racist, of no effect. And the reason they were going to do that and how they were going to do that was really simple. They were going to overuse it, overlabel people with it, and it would mean nothing. I have people that know me from Adam. They've never heard me speak. They've never been in a room with me. Call me a racist. Why? Because they've heard other people call me a racist. They don't know anything about me, my family. Nothing. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I'm just amazed. Yeah, we talked about it earlier, but I want to come back to it. Because you got, you know, former President Obama. Yes, did roll off my tongue. Former President Obama. He criticized the Republican Party for using toxic, dangerous rhetoric. He claims that we don't like Hispanics and blacks. And what I find interesting is that under Trump, and matter of fact, even ongoing now today, we have record numbers of support from the Hispanic community. Just amazing. But yes, somehow, we're racist. I guess those Hispanics must be too ignorant or too stupid to know, right? They don't know we're racist. Shh, don't tell them. Right? Really, really crazy. Same thing with the black community. Support was up for Trump and the Republican Party, the black community. It's just amazing. And the same thing today. That support continues on today. And as the Dems see more and more and more and more and more, or as I should say it this way, as people start seeing more and more and more with the Dems truly, the Dem leadership especially. See, I've got to cut some slack. I'm sorry, because we have the same people. I got to cut some slack for the Democrat rank and file. A lot of them don't pay attention to politics. They don't pay attention to what their party's saying, as does ours. And we need to wake them up. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Come on. Be part of the solution. I don't want to keep saying it. You already know this. It's not that hard. It's getting informed first, then get engaged, then you're there, so to speak. All right. God, I got so much I want to get to. And I don't want any more time, but I'm just saying I got so much to get to. All right. So we're talking about Mr. Obama this hour. And he's starting the whole race thing all over again. Apparently it's losing its luster, so they had to wake him up and bring him back in. He said that Americans oppose illegals because, well, they're dark-skinned people. We hate all dark-skinned people. Don't you know that? He goes on to say, this was as he was at a conference in San Diego, California. I wish I could be more euphemistic about it, except they're not that subtle about it. They're just kind of saying it, he continued. I don't see where. You hear it on hard right media. You hear it from candidates and politicians. You hear things, great replacement theory. I mean, that's not subtle. You know, unless you're able to return a more inclusive vision, which is really funny because how inclusive are they really? Right? I mean, first and foremost, let's start off with if you're for, right, if you're not for abortion 100%, we've heard from plenty of leaders in the Democrat Party, the party's not for you. Many Hispanics are pro-life. Not pro-choice, not pro-abortion, pro-life. So how many people does that weed out? A lot of people in the black community, a lot in the black community, are against abortion. So I guess you don't, nothing there either. Do you think the majority of those people that you try to lull into your party, the illegals that come up from South American countries, you think they're pro-abortion? So you already knocked all those people out, black, white, every color. It doesn't mean you have no problem with that. And it's funny how they take all the things that they've been behind and pushing and part of and put it on the Republicans when they find out, man, maybe that's not so good. And it's not working out so well for us, you know what I'm saying? He went on to say that this kind of language is dangerous. A lot of toxic rhetoric in the atmosphere. It characterizes those people as different. Really? You mean Joey B, when he characterized the MAGA people as different? Actually, not even that. Evil people. Nasty people. Right? He says that we want to tear down America as opposed to build it up. But what is he? See, this is why I say to you, you have got to question the rhetoric. What does build it up mean to you? Open the floodgates? Let anybody in that wants to come in? What does it mean? We want to build America up on the foundation of the law. We want people to come here. They actually want to be here, want to work here, want to keep their families here, not send all their money back to other countries because they're having a hard time there. We need to take care of our own first. So to sit there and talk about the Republican Party doing this, it's nothing, frankly, it's nothing more than a lie. He says it's dangerous to make these kind of comments. Well, tell Joey B that. He's doing it all the time. Right? It's nothing new. And it doesn't matter where it happens. It doesn't matter what president says it or whoever says it. It's not right. It's absolutely not. This kind of conversation is not right in any way, shape, manner, or form. Yeah, go ahead. Get me all pumped up. Oh, yeah. Here's some good ones. Somebody sent me some links to Barack, president. You know, somebody said you're not being respectful when you do that to him. Next, they'll be calling me a racist, but they already do that, so it doesn't matter. Don't they call him Trump? Doesn't the left call him Trump? Dump Trump, right? They don't call him by his name. They don't call him President Trump. They could care less. Seriously. Hey, let's take, I don't know if I can pull this off. Have we got the time for this one? Maybe not that one. Let's try this one. I need one that's short. Barack's, you know, racist rants. You don't have to believe they were, but they were. Right? You heard Barack talking about this stuff, oh God, over and over and over again. And he didn't seem to care. And, you know, again, he didn't seem to care about anything that anybody else had going on. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about, well, I want you to hear, and then I want to talk about Barack's idea of race relations in America. Remember when he first ran for office? We're not a red America. We're not a white America. We're a purple America. I mean, really? You didn't govern that way. You didn't speak to the rest of us that way. You know, seriously. And I love these. I love how they're all pushing that Trump was the racist, the biggest racist. And not a word about Joey B. God forbid. Right? I mean, he is, well, I didn't mean that anyway. He is probably the most racist president. I guess he's up for grabs with Jimmy Carter. Right? And LBJ. I mean, the biggest racist, you look at LBJ. He even used the N-word in the Oval Office. And Jimmy Carter? God, you guys have forgotten. You've forgotten that Jimmy wouldn't allocate the funds for high school for black kids. Why? Because they changed its location. Because it was on the same side of the street as white kids, a white high school. And he was in fear that the white kids would have, well, they would bump into the black kids and vice versa. It's like you sit there and go, oh my God, really? Did somebody actually, did he said that and nobody called him on it? It's just amazing to me. And the left is totally willing to overlook that. Seriously, they're totally willing to overlook it, not say anything about it. He gets a pass. I mean, does anybody remember when Kamala Harris called him out for being a racist? And when she was asked about it later, she had a little cackling thing going. She wouldn't say, yeah, he's a racist. Or he was at, whatever. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane
Hurricane Ian is bearing down on Florida. Four counties on Florida's Gulf Coast have issued mandatory evacuation orders while hospitals, airports, and schools announced closures. Hurricane Ian, the first major storm of the fall, is expected to bring life-threatening storm surges, intense winds, and flooding to the Tampa Bay area. President Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness order has drawn its first legal challenge. The Pacific Legal Foundation filed the lawsuit Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts spoke to Newsmax.
Really, what you're talking about is doctors, lawyers, professors are getting their student loan paid off by hourly workers. And that's just fundamentally unfair.
And U.S. stocks ended mixed on Tuesday, one day after the Dow entered a bear market. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get in. Get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, really, it's great when you're part of the solution based on real information. So we started off with Obama's racist mindset, right? His constant plugging of racism, stirring it up. And somebody's going to say, you know, hey, you know, Joe, you just kind of want to cover for Trump. Okay, you just want to draw the attention away from. Well, first of all, Trump's not president anymore. Let's start off there. Number two is you're talking 7-1 when it comes to the racist comments that Joe Biden has made to the black and Hispanic community, to Trump's. And when it comes to Obama, frankly and honestly, it's always been a race baiter. You know it. Watch, listen to what he has to say. You know, Sonya Schmidt will be on with us this Friday. And she talks about knowing him as a community organizer, knowing what a community organizer in the black community does, what they're tasked to do. It's just amazing. Now, here's the Obama. Let's take a couple of minutes. But here's the Obama that actually said, "Lay, racism is no excuse for not succeeding." Take a listen.
Just as Morehouse has taught you to expect more of yourselves, inspire those who look up to you to expect more of themselves. We know that too many young men in our community continue to make bad choices. And I have to say, growing up...
Now, when he says our community, you know he's talking about the black community, right? Because he's the only one, obviously, he's the only one to get away with it, apparently. And listen, I don't have a problem with that. Some of you might. But here's a black president, guy that made it to president, black man. And what he should be doing is he should be making sure that the other men in the black community have a clue as to what's going on. Have a clue that they can also make it. They can also make something better of themselves. Just like he did. Whether you agree with the guy's politics or not. All right? He had an opportunity to show these kids that they could still make it. They could still do it. Take a listen.
And I have to say, growing up, I made quite a few myself.
Me too.
Sometimes I wrote off my own failings as just another example of the world trying to keep a black man down. I had a tendency sometimes to make excuses for me not doing the right thing. But one of the things that all of you have learned over the last 4 years is there's no longer any room for excuses.
I'm going to let this play out.
I understand there's a common fraternity creed here at Morehouse. Excuses are tools of the incompetent used to build bridges to nowhere and monuments of nothingness.
Great line. Listen to him. He's inspiring other young black men and women, I hope, right, to do more with themselves, not to allow excuses to slow them down or stop them. Now listen, these people, these black kids, are sitting in a downpour of rain, and it's not an issue for them because they want to hear what he has to say. He has got their ear. He can make a difference in these young kids' lives. So we continue.
Well, we've got no time for excuses. Not because the bitter legacy of slavery and segregation have vanished entirely. They have not. Not because race...
Hey, agreed. Now, some of you are too dull to figure it out. No, I agree with this. You've still got some real racist pigs out there. On the white side of the channel. Yes, and there are black racists. Sorry to tell you. Right? But he is right. They're still.
Not because racism and discrimination no longer exist. We know those are still out there. It's just that in today's hyper-connected, hyper-competitive world with millions of young people from China and India and Brazil, many of whom started with a whole lot less than all of you did.
Listen to him. Listen to what he's saying to them. There are people that are worse off than you. There are people who had things worse than you do. And yet they still made it. And yet they still did something with themselves. That's terrible, ain't it?
All of them entering the global workforce alongside you. Nobody is going to give you anything that you have not earned. Nobody cares how tough your upbringing was. Nobody cares if you suffered some discrimination. And moreover, you have to remember that whatever you've gone through, it pales in comparison to the hardships previous generations endured, and they overcame them. And if they overcame them, you can overcome them too.
You know, again, I'm going to take heat for this, but I don't really care. The professors behind him, all black professors. Now, somebody's going to take this totally out of context. I don't really care anymore. You would have never saw that back in the 40s or 50s, would you? Early part of the century. And they didn't get there just because black people fought for them. They got there because white people stood up for them as well. Right? White people fought in the Civil War. White people fought for their rights. So to constantly make it sound, or the group today, to make it sound like whites have done nothing for them, is offensive and wrong. But what Obama's saying here is nothing should stop you. Nothing should slow you down. Nothing should get in your way. That there were people before your generation that had it worse than people before them that had it even worse, and it consistently gets better.
You now hail from a lineage and legacy of immeasurably strong men. Men who bore tremendous burdens and still laid the stones for the path on which we now walk. You wear the mantle of Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington and Ralph Bunche and Langston Hughes and George Washington Carver and Ralph Abernathy and Thurgood Marshall and, yes, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. These men were many things to many people, and they knew full well the role that racism played in their lives. But when it came to their own accomplishments and sense of purpose, they had no time for excuses.
Did you hear that? They had no time for excuses. And that's what's going on today. We're giving people excuses as to why they can fail. Right? Why it's okay for them to fail. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Uncalled for. Wrong. I mean, this is what we're teaching these kids. And it is also wrong. God. 855 real Joe, 855-732, 5563. When we come back, I'm going to play another speech. I know it's not Barack Obama night, I promise. But it's important that you hear what he had to say, where he came from, what he's saying, and look at today. Saying now that Republicans, not some, Republicans, are racist because they don't want illegals here. Well, he calls them immigrants. They don't want immigrants here because of their skin color. That's not race baiting at all, is it? Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's made it available for you to save a lot of money while putting some money in my pocket, keeping people working there in the factories here in this country. Always, always, always appreciate it. Look, you head up there, use promo code Joe on the way out. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, and you'll save anywhere from 30-70%. There's a lot of stuff being sold up there. I love the slippers. Slippers are really cool. And the woman on the ad says they're elegant. No, I don't think so. Not elegant. But they're comfortable. And yes, I can wear them out to the mailbox. I even wear them down to the gas station. It's really okay. Seriously. But head over there. Doggy beds, pillows, pillowcases, sheets. All kinds of stuff. Simply use promo code Joe to take advantage of all that. Also, head over to the website, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Sign up for the newsletter and sign up for the text messaging. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, it helps when I do that, doesn't it? We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're having some fun with, you know, Obama came out. Talked about the racism again. How racist Republicans are because, you know, they hate Hispanics. They don't want dark-skinned people around them, all that stuff. All the garbage that they've been trying to sell us, you, we, whoever, for years. You got to stop. We got to, and the way you stop it is you let it have no effect on you. Absolutely none. That's how you stop it. So within a couple more minutes, I know how you guys love when I do this. Take a couple more minutes and hear Obama. He discusses race relations in the U.S. Right? And you got to hear what he has to say. I mean, it really is the only way to really have it make sense. Take a listen.
There was talk of a post-racial America. And such a vision, however well-intended, was never realistic. Race remains a potent and often divisive force in our society. Now, I've lived long enough to know that race relations are better than they were 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, no matter what some folks say.
You can see it not just in statistics. You see it in the attitudes of young Americans across the political spectrum.
I am so glad he said that. Because it's a true statement. You can see how much better time. The kids today are much better than they were in the 70s and much, much, much better than they were in the 50s. We weren't taught in the 70s that black folks were evil or nasty or less than human. Yeah, we probably had relatives, friends, neighbors, whatever, that were racist, holdovers from the garbage of the 40s and 50s and so on. But I'm going to tell you, coming from look, let's just be, can we be frank here? What's that? Can we talk? Coming from an Italian immigrant family, all of them immigrants, and having, you know, being with them, having dinner with them, going to events with them, never heard the N-word. Never heard negative things said about those black folks or them being called all kinds of things, you know, animals, non-human, whatever. Never heard that, not once. Now, if they believed it, they never pushed it on us. None of the kids. None of my cousins. We have, I hate this term. We have biracial couples in our family. I hate that term. We're all married to humans. All of us. And some I think are aliens, but I know they're humans. So you see where I'm going with this? They force us to use these terminologies. They force us to use these names. It drives me nuts. So again, being of Italian descent, and my some of my family members understanding, knowing what racism is about, seeing it happen, but we never were told that black folks were lesser, that Hispanics were lesser, that any other group was lesser. I think the only, I won't say natural, I will not use the word natural, but the only ones that we seem to have a fight with on a regular basis, a dislike for that I never knew why, I never really understood why, were the Irish kids. They'd come over to our part of town and whip some butt, we go over to their part of town and whip some butt, and stupid. Just stupid. All right? And we knew it was, and we were uncomfortable with it. We didn't know why we were fighting with them. We didn't know why they hated us. Still don't today. This is how ridiculous it is. And so today, or up to the time of Obama, I'll even go that far with it. Race relations were really good in this country. We shouldn't even have to talk about it. Let's hear more of what he had to say.
But we're not where we need to be.
I don't know anybody in the quote-unquote white community that I'm part of that believes that racism is wiped out, that believes it's where it needs to be. We can always do better. I can tell you black friends of mine that tell me about things that happen to him in a supermarket or them in a supermarket here in an area that I live in. Right, but first thing in my mind, this is 2022. Are we for real? Seriously?
And all of us have more work to do. If every economic issue is framed as a struggle between a hardworking white middle class and an undeserving minority, then workers of all shades are going to be left fighting for scraps while the wealthy withdraw further into their private enclaves.
Yeah, I disagree. Okay, I think that if you really want to paint the rich in such a fashion, at least be real about it. Do you really believe for a second that those rich folks that are making you work, forcing you to work for slave labor, slave wages? Do you really think they care what color you are as long as you're getting the work done? I've said this for decades. Being an owner of a business, I don't care what color you are. I really didn't. I didn't care whether you were fat, tall, thin, short, whatever it is. I didn't care if you were Muslim, Buddhist, Christian. I didn't care. Could you get the work done? Could you do it right? Could you follow directions? It's all I cared about. And to say anything else would be a lie.
If we're unwilling to invest in the children of immigrants just because they don't look like us, we will diminish the prospects of our own children, because those brown kids will represent a larger and larger share of America's workforce.
You know what's funny about that? Those brown kids, right? Well, when I grew up as a kid, we, of Italian descent, we were never, there was never a, this kind of mindset, I'll put it that way. Right? I remember people alluding to the fact that I'd always be a blue-collar worker. Maybe a ditch digger. I don't know. We didn't have people pick fruit back then. Not where I grew up. But you'd always be mechanics, laborers, you know, that kind of thing. Because we were Italians. And the people of that community that came here on the boat, they were looked down upon. And the Irish were looked down upon. They didn't have brown skin. See, they always leave these people out. The Germans at one time looked down upon. The Asians, Japanese looked down upon. Last I checked, they weren't brown skinned. See, they paint this narrative. They use these words that shove it all into one direction. And force you to believe that the only people that experience racism are black folks. And now they're moving into the Hispanic realm, just now. So this is what makes us crazy. Talk about it in truth. Talk about it in reality. Here, let me let him finish up. All right, move on with it.
And we have shown that our economy doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. Last year, incomes rose for all races, all age groups, for men and for women. So if we're going to be serious about race going forward, we need to uphold laws against discrimination in hiring and in housing and in education and in the...
I don't know anybody who would disagree with him. I would even stop at we need to uphold the law for all. That's where I would stop. When you start parsing it out, when you start qualifying it by color and race and all of that, you kind of diminish it. You take away from it. Right? Everybody should have the opportunity for housing. When everybody fills, when applications are filled out for somebody to live in an apartment building, or maybe a loan for a house, I don't care, whatever it is. Color should not be part of the situation. Right? But really, when it comes to education, loans, all that stuff, color, ethnicity, should not be part of the equation. I've never believed it should be. Can you do the job? Can you pay the bill? That's really what it boils down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged. Now look, some of you right now, you're seething that I'm even playing this. I'm just going to be rude and tell you to get over yourself. Right? The man could have made a difference, major difference. And in some of his speeches, he did. Some of those kids he talked to at colleges, he did. My Bible tells me to give credit where credit is due, and he deserves credit for that. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Yeah, I'll be rambling in the next hour, too. I don't know what to tell you. Come on back.